Radio Free Charleston is on the air.
Welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and we opened our show this week with brand new music from the Swivel Rockers, an original tune written by Bobby and Roger. The song is called Protection. It is on their brand new record. You can find it at Budget Tapes and Records, and you can look for them on Facebook and find out how to get it from there. Do that. It's great. It's fantastic to have new music from the Swivels. And hopefully we'll be telling you much more about that later. Read the Pop Cult blog. I'll probably do a full-blown review later this week. We have a killer show for you. A lot of surprises, a lot of wild mixes of local and international music, because now Radio Free Charleston brings you the best music in the world with a focus on music made in West Virginia. But we're not limited to that. Coming up next, we have music from The Settlement, from Huntington. I got the city wrong last time. They're from Huntington, and they just put out a new album. You can find it on Bandcamp. Here is The Settlement with Departure on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
let them play the game and fight the losing fight, 'cause they won't come around. They'll be waiting in a line to hear and see and feel. We just have to give it time.
Just
silence inside, I run open and free. A road full of dreams, like wind through my hair. In the beauty around me, we're planting seeds. You empower me to be what's inside of me. You empower me.
That was David Sin with Van Gogh's Awakening from his new album, Legacy, which you can find on all major streaming services. Before that, we had brand new music from 3.2. This is Robert Berry, who was in the group 3 in the 1980s with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer. And he is carrying on the legacy of his work with Emerson, who was working on the 3.2 project at the time of his death a few years ago. This is said to be the third of the 3 trilogy, and it's just pure prog rock manna from heaven. Before that, speaking of prog, prog pop with Tautologic. That was a song, Summer 1995. It's off their new album that will be out in the next week. And in Pop Cult, I'm going to have an interview with the leader of the band, Ethan. That's going to be sometime in the next 2 weeks, as soon as I have time to write the questions down and email them to him. Isn't technology wonderful? Anyway, great new stuff, great new music. In fact, so far, we haven't played any old tunes. And we're going to continue, because next up, we have our old buddy John Radcliffe. And the song is Cry. It's off his new EP, The Enemy. And you can find that on Bandcamp. Here is John Radcliffe on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Thank you.
sing the blues. Times like this, said everybody's got a right to sing the blues. You know tomorrow may not come, so give me some blues that I can use. Everybody's got a right to sing the blues. Times like this, yeah. Everybody's got a right to sing the blues. The morning paper, see it's nothing but bad news. I turn on the TV, it's looking bad too. Oh, but turn on the radio, this you can bet. The sweet sound of blues has never failed, it's never failed. Everybody's got the right, everybody's got the right to sing the blues. You know tomorrow just might not come, so give me some blues that I can use. You see, I can't get a loan. Oh, but they'll give me all the credit I need just to buy an iPhone. I can't pay the gas bill. See, my rent is back due. The struggle is really all. Some blues that I can use.
Mystery number one, some way to will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Radio Free Charleston!
She's the best nails, the sweetest pie. She's wrinkled in the boa between her thighs. She's shaving her beard and putting on lipstick. She's wearing tight, tight panties to hide her big decision what to wear.
same trick every night. She looks like you, so it makes me feel alright. It makes me feel alright. You know I'm stuck on you. You know I'm stuck on you.
Closing out our first hour, that was new music from the Mediogres with Via Video. Before that, new music from Unmanned, Rose Colored Glasses. Remember, folks, go to the Pop Cult blog. Find the playlist for this particular episode of Radio Free Charleston, and I should have live links so you can go find the bands whose music you wish to buy and buy it. Before them, a young unknown singer named Robert Plant gave us Charlie Patton Highway, and we heard Lady D with brand new music from her new album, which you can find if you follow the link in Pop Cult. The song is called Times Like This. It's a remake. This is the 2020 version. Go out, find it, support the local scene, and buy this great new music. That is the end of our first hour. However, we have a 3-hour show, so we're going to continue on along right after this.
Thank you.
just heard the Ohio band Close the Hatch with their cover of Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. That is a band that we had on Radio Free Charleston's video program way back in the day, thanks to the intervention of Jason Roadblock Robinson. Thank you, Roadblock. They were playing The Empty Glass. They had a music video. I had a show to do. Roadblock calls and says, "Hey, you want to run this video?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?" Great band. Nice hard-edged stuff. In fact, if you like hard-edged stuff, just follow me here for a minute. If you like the hard-edged, maybe even punky music, you're going to like what we got coming up next, because we got a whole set of some high-energy punky music. And we're going to kick that off with new music from Boldly Go, Star Trek punk from West Virginia. The song is called Nightmare, Twist of Khan. And here is Boldly Go on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Planet. failure to communicate.
Radio Free Charleston.
Bam, bam, baby, he's coming home tonight. Ooh.
well, those were Jerks with You're So Cool, Brewster. Before that, we had Wolfgang Parker with Bim Bam Baby. The Dolly Rots gave us Come and Get It. The Jason sang Kill a Commie for Mommy. And Jay Parade gave us the song Machine. And that was all great stuff, and it should have you all nice and awake, shouldn't it? Well, here's where we're going to come to Jesus. The next set of music on Radio Free Charleston is our Jesus set. You'll find out what that means. We're going to kick it off with Sam Cooke and the old spiritual tune, Jesus Gave Me Water. Sam Cooke on Radio Free Charleston, the Jesus set on the air.
Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not
in the well.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell that a woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not in bread. Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seat of the water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water. And it was not in the well. Well, Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Tell you he gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well.
Once while I was sleeping, deep into the night, I opened up both my lids. Something didn't seem quite right. Oh, 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 oh. The light got too low. I needed someone to tell me, where'd my Jesus night light go? Once I was certain I had seen the Lord. He'd ease into my home, didn't need a key for the door. Oh, the light got too low, too low. I needed someone to tell me, where'd my Jesus night light go? Where'd it go? Now these were some dark days, and I couldn't ignore the light that should stay lit from now on and more. I knew some bookstores had 'em, Big Lots had 'em too, flea markets all around had 'em new and had 'em used. I bought them by the bushel. I bought them by the pound. I bought two for every receptacle. I had a few just laying around. Then the light was bright, bright as could be, blinding me in my kitchen while I was trying to drink my tea. I couldn't see my wife, couldn't see my dog, couldn't see the TV, the floor, the door, the walls. I couldn't see this guitar, I couldn't see this song. My house was so hot, I didn't need to throw on a log all winter long. Somebody asked me, what was I thinking? I said, Christ, I got him in my eyes all day. I got him in my eyes all night. I got Jesus in my cereal, the Son of God in my manwich. I got a power bill, so powerful I need to get a second job digging a ditch. Dig this, Billy. Light, Son of God, alrighty. It was taking every bit of my mighty. So I said, dear Lord, I gotta talk to you. I kinda overdone your son right here in my living room. I got him plugged in my kitchen, in my rooms, and with my bed. I got my life all crazy, seeing so much likeness of you in my head. Then everything got quiet. Everything got still. I thought God thought I'd overstepped and tripped on his mansion on the hill. I started to shake, thinking about my fate. I got the nerve to speak again, but it was a bit too late. Then came a strong wind with a little bit of lightning striking through. Then came the darkness and I cried for a night or two like this. Oh, the light got too low, man. I needed someone to tell me, where'd my Jesus nightlight go? Where'd it go? Michael Lipton on guitar. A deep voice, it came from up above. It sounded a bit spooky, but it held a good kind of love. He said, you gotta like this likeness of an image of me. But 10 for every room, that would make any mortal man crazy. So now when I walk through the valley with the shadow to get me a midnight snack, I know that chances are I won't fall and break my back. Where'd my Jesus nightlight go?
Parkersburg, West Virginia, Mr. Todd Burge right there. Building Characters is the name of the new CD.
Son of Jesus,
someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
He's your own personal Jesus.
Someone to hear your prayer, someone who's there.
Indicate Jimbo. Can't get enough of it. It's their idea of an affirmative action plan to give white trash a special break. When they took those cheese old bucks and ran to the bank, to the bank, to the bank, to the bank. And every night they can hear them thank their buddy up above for sending down his glove. While you all smell the glove. Jim and Pat should take a poll right up in saintly glory hole with tar and feathers too, just like they love to do to you.
Cause they think you are bad.
Yes, they do.
And they are very bad.
Cause some folks don't want prayer in school. We need an ark to survive the drool of micro-publicans raised on hate. And Jimbo Jumbo when they graduate. Convinced they are the chosen ones. And all their parents carry guns.
Hey, look, Godzilla!
And hold them cars in the NRA.
I'll tell fire, Melvin.
With the finger on the trigger. When they kneel and pray.
I mean,
when the Ku Klux Moo in the back of the truck. If you ain't born again, they want to mess you up. Screaming, no abortion, no sorry. Life's too precious, can't you see? What's that hanging from a neighbor's tree? Why, it looks like colored folks to me.
But they do that.
They've been doing it for years.
Seriously.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the dynamic Eric Buxton.
Imagine, if you will, a multi-millionaire TV evangelist saved from Korean combat duty by his father, a U.S. senator. Studied law, but is not qualified to practice it. Father of a love child who in adulthood hosts the remnants of Papa's religious propaganda program. Claims not to be a faith healer, but has in the past dealt sternly with everything from hemorrhoids to hurricanes. Involved with funding for an undeclared war in Central America, claiming Ronald Reagan and Oliver North as close friends. Involved in suspicious tax avoidance schemes under investigation for 16 months by the IRS. Claims to be a man of God, currently seeking the United States presidency, hoping we will all follow him into the
Twilight Zone.
But hey,
what if Pat gets in the White House?
No fucking way, I ain't. You know what I mean?
The rights of certain people disappear mysteriously. Now, wouldn't that sort of qualify as an American tragedy? Ow, ow, ow. Especially if they cover it up.
I mean, babe, we're tight, we're like this, okay? I mean that.
I hope we never see that day.
Right here, it's hot.
In the land
for free. Or someday will we?
92.
Will we?
96.
And if you don't know by now the truth of what I'm telling you, then surely I have failed somehow. Surely I have failed somehow. Yeah. Oh, surely I have failed somehow. And Jesus will think I'm a jerk. Of the stainless maiden.
It's just burning on the lawn.
But this person looks like Tom Braden. Jim and Tammy. Oh, baby. You gotta go. You really.
This is intermission. Get your butt out there and register to vote, would you please? See you in a half an hour.
We'll be right back.
makes me feel alive, 'cause all this time I've been alone. The Bible says it all, but when they wrote that book, the earth was flat. They needed hope, they needed faith. I spent all this time analyzing, all this time scrutinizing, all this time hypothesizing, all this time philosophizing. Is this life random and meaning? They saw a burning bush. If I would starve myself for 90 days, well, I'd have visions of my own. Love your neighbor as yourself. If I loved myself last night, does that mean I need to jerk my neighbor off as well?
Okay, we kicked that set off with Sam Cooke and Jesus Gave Me Water. We followed that with Todd Burge and Jesus Nightlight. Nina Hagen gave us her cover of Personal Jesus. Frank Zappa sang Jesus Thinks You're a Jerk. Aaron Fisher, Trey Caldwell, and Jeremy Short gave us Jesus Is From Texas. And we wrapped it up with Goldfinger and Hand Jobs for Jesus. In that vein, we're going to close out our second hour with Motorhead and the song Go to Hell, because that's what we're going to do right here on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
to look upon, a place where all of love is doomed to die. A face appeared through clouds of bitter wine, sour as the morning's early hours. She took my hair and she called it.
Child trapped within the sun.
my love is doomed to die alone tonight in Istanbul, and I, a fool.
Okay, that's our third hour. We're 10 minutes into our third hour, because that's a really long song I just opened our third hour with. It's by Mark Almond. You might know him from the band South Cell. The song is called She Took My Soul in Istanbul, and I believe it's an extended mix. I didn't write that down in my notes, so I can't be sure what the name of that extended mix is, but it's not the regular version. That's why it was 10 minutes long. Speaking of long, our old friend Jim Lang has a tune called Elegy that he was told was very relaxing, and so he created an extended mix of Elegy. He says for napping. I think it's just cool to chill out to. It's 30 minutes long, and I'm going to play it right now. Here is Jim Lang with Elegy, the extended mix. You can find it on Bandcamp. On Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, don't you feel all refreshed and relaxed and mellowed out now? Thank you, Mr. Jim Lang, for the extended mix of Elegy. Coming up next, we still got some time left in this episode of our weekly three-hour extravaganza. And we got, how about David Bowie singing Bob Dylan? It's David Bowie with Trying to Get to Heaven on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
to leave there.
Make her go. Why must she be the one that I have
I thought I'd seen the last of long ago, and it's so like candy, so like candy. What did I do to make her go? Why must she be the one that I have to love so? I remember the day that that picture was taken. We were so happy then, but that's all I carry. She seemed so sweet to me, I was mistaken. Oh no, not that again. She just can't face the day, so she turns and melts away. Here lie the records that she scratched, and on the sleeve I find a note attached, and it's so like candy. My darling dear, it's such a waste. She couldn't say goodbye, but I admire your taste. And that's so like candy, so like candy, so like.
Okay, so it's a little tricky to follow Bowie, so you have to get artists of a certain caliber to pull it off, and that was Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello with the demo of So Like Candy. I think it was close enough for Government Wake. And speaking of Government Wake, actually I wasn't, but this is the end of Radio Free Charleston for this week. It's a 3-hour show, and you've been listening for 2 hours and minutes, so that's it. Remember to support the local scene. Go to Pop Cult. That's the Pop Cult blog. ThePopCultBlog.com or simply PopCultBlog.com. I bought both of them URLs. Or ULRs. Or URLs. I'm dyslexic, you know. Seek out the Pop Cult blog. You can find the playlist for this episode of the show. This show is going to air on March 23rd, 2021. And you can find the playlist for this show and the local artists. We'll have links, and actually the independent artist will have links, so you can track down and buy the music you hear on this show, because that's what you should do. Don't be a freeloader, goddammit. Anyway, and that's what I mean by support the local scene. I mean actually get out and support the local scene. That's it for me. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Charleston, and thank you for listening to all the programs here on the air. We don't make any money doing this, and we don't beg for money, so it's really no skin off our ass if you don't listen. So we really appreciate it if you do listen, because that means at least one of us is trying. Catch you later, and support the local scene. But don't think I'm going to leave you hanging, because, you know, every week I got mystery bonus tracks at the end of the show. And it's my little surprise for you. It's my reward for you making it all the way through 3 hours of terrific music. But I know that that can be a marathon, because normally you listen to radio, and instead of 3 hours of terrific music, you get nothing but shit. And so you're out of the habit of listening for 3 hours. But you listen to Radio Free Charleston, you get 3 hours of top-notch music. The best music in the goddamn world. Seriously. And we will reward you for that with mystery bonus tracks. So here's the mystery bonus track on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Yeah.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.